My mom called just the other day and said, make sure your kids send me a link to the toys that they want for Christmas. Each child gets two toys, one from grandma, one from grandpa. So send me two links. And I had to take a moment and stop and think, because look how far God has brought our family. I remember when I was a little girl, my mother could not afford to get us toys. It was the help and the blessing of kind strangers that would come to the Kelly Court Projects in Fifth Ward in Houston, Texas. And we would line up, and whatever toy they gave us, we would be grateful. And it was wrapped up for us to put under the tree, not to play with it right at that moment. So on Christmas Day, Christmas morning, we would wake up and we would have a toy to unwrap. And so I'm always mindful and sensitive when organizations and companies do things to help make sure that every child, regardless of their income or socioeconomic status, wakes up on December 25th and gets a toy for Christmas. So when I found out that Comcast was partnering with the Salvation Army and KSTP to stuff the sleigh, which is a toy drive that collects toys at all of its 16 Xfinity retail locations throughout the Twin Cities, I said, let me call somebody, because I want to talk about this. I want to make sure people know. So as they are going out, as y'all are going out and buying gifts for your children or grandchildren, you can pick up an extra one. It does not even have to be that expensive for a child in need. And so I said, I'm going all the way to the top. Okay, I want to talk to a vice president of some kind. So they sent me Rachel Johnson, the vice president of sales and marketing at Comcast. Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Shaletta, it's always great to talk to you. I like to consider myself to be the vice president of fun and giving back. It's a great time of year to be doing this.
Yes. Change that business card, girl. Just scratch it out with a Sharpie or something. Fun and giving back. And you all are giving back with this Stuff the Sleigh initiative with KSTP and the Salvation Army. Talk to me about that.
So starting on Monday through December 15th, we are accepting toys, unwrapped toys at all of our 16 locations across the Twin Cities. There's a real focus this year on kids aged 11 to 14. So that's the age where we have the fewest toys to be giving. So thinking about, I think, how you could maybe help even further is really getting specific into that age group. And we're just so pleased to be able to support our community in any way that we possibly can. It's one of the tenets that's important to us at Xfinity, giving back. And we're doing a bunch of things over the holiday season, which I don't know about you, but the holidays, they're not starting this week. They started, like, we're off to the
Girl,
races
they
already, aren't
started,
we?
girl. My neighbor Tracy and her husband Michael already have their Christmas decorations in the yard. I had not took my Halloween decorations down. So, girl, folks are stepping it up. I think everybody is
They
just
really are.
looking to put 2024 in the rear view and start fresh and spread some holiday cheer. And that's something that people can do.
Seriously.
Now, they can start December the 25th through December the 15th. And so they can go to any Xfinity retail store. Is there a box? Is there a bin? When they walk in, what do they do with these toys?
And this is something our stores do. Our stores actually have a little competition amongst each other to see who can have the coolest drop-off bin. So you'll go in, you'll see it's decorated, you can't miss it, pile it up. And one of the things, Shaletta, that always strikes me about you is that I know you've participated in this every year, and you bring your family along with you. And I think when you have your children involved in that giving back, it really, teaches them at a young age how great and impactful that can be. And I know that's been, you shared your story as we open this. I think it just kind of pays it forward, and I just think it's absolutely wonderful. And
And
we're not stopping with just that.
what y'all doing? What else y'all doing?
Well, on December 14th, at our store in Eagan, we are partnering with Chris Carter. Yes, that Chris Carter from the Minnesota Vikings. He's going to be there on Saturday the 14th from 1 to 3. He's going to be taking pictures. He's going to be waving. He's going to be saying hello in partnership with the Stuff the Sleigh and Salvation Army, and we're donating 50 laptops to the Salvation Army in partnership with him on that Saturday the 14th. So we're just really excited and truly lucky that we continue to be able to support our community there where we live, work, and serve in. It's amazing.
I like the fact that you talk about the family and bringing the family out, because I love our kids, but sometimes children can be selfish. They sit down and they make this list of all these amazing toys that they want, and then they don't really think about a lot of times other kids unless we're intentional and purposeful. And the funny thing is, last year when I participated, you know, my kids were cutting up and they were making all these long lists about all the stuff they want, girl, and I must have been going through menopause, and I was like, get up, let's go, get up. And they said, well, we're going. I said, we're going to Target, we're gonna buy a toy. And so they were like, oh my god, mom's the greatest. They started singing and stuff, girl. And then I threw them in the car and we went to the Target in Woodbury. And they went, I said, pick whatever toy you want. It doesn't matter the price. They were like, no, I was like, no limit. Girl, they picking $35 toys, $45. Now, this is before Christmas, $45 toys. And they were like, are we still going to be able to get our stuff for Christmas? I was like, yeah, this has nothing to do with Christmas. Just get whatever you want. Girl, we went up there. Girl, they were dancing and singing and kissing me and holding my hand. Girl, we walked out of the Target in Woodbury and over to the Xfinity store. And we walked to the basket and I said, put it in. And they were like, huh? What? I said, yep. If you love it, another child will love it. And this is the 11 to 15 year old age range that you guys are looking for. And, you know, that is a good thing to do, to take your children with you, let them pick out something that they would like, and then giving it to another child. Now, girl, I have to tell you, they were mad at first, but you know, when we started talking about it on the way home, they felt like they had really done their part, that they had helped, that they had been a blessing to somebody else, and then went to school, you know, for sharing time and started sharing that experience with their friends. So it is so important to bring your kids with you.
Yeah. It is. And just like you told the story of when you were growing up, your children will do the same thing when they're talking to their children in the future. It's just such a great cycle. So I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Okay, so I want to make sure we give everybody the details again. From December 25th through November 25th through December 15th, you can go to any Xfinity retail locations across the Twin City. There will be a bin in there, and you guys are looking for unwrapped, unused toys for kids ages 11 and 14. And you know what? I told my kids we were going to do this year. Girl, there are some toys downstairs in the basement that they have not played with. They have never been opened. They have never been touched. This is stuff that they swore to God that they wanted and could not live without. We bought it. They put it downstairs in the toy storage graveyard, and they have never touched it. And so we're going to go through next weekend, and we're going to get all those toys first. And take them over there. Because if you haven't touched it in a year, you're not playing with it.
I know. It's like that Marie Kondo thing. You have to make sure that you've looked at it in a year, that it brings you joy. And if you're ready, maybe it'll bring someone else some joy. And you know what? If you accidentally bring a toy for a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old, we're not going to turn toys away. Any unwrapped, unused toy, bring them in. They just mentioned that they'd love that specific age group, because that's the hardest age group probably to buy for kids when they're thinking about these Stuff the Sleigh toy drive. So we'll take anything, and just happy to support the Salvation Army in this.
Well, I can't thank you for your support of this community and what Comcast is always doing to serve the least of these. And I'm so excited to take my kids down, drop off some toys that we haven't played with that are unused and unwrapped, and then going and picking out more toys. It's going to be an annual tradition for us, and I pray that it continues to be a tradition when they get older, that they can share with their children as well.
That's wonderful. And then if we get to see you on December 14th for Chris Carter.
Oh, girl, I'm going to so be there. Yeah, I'm going to so be there.
Chris, come on.
We got to get the selfies with him, girl. This is going to be amazing. Okay, so you got to tell me how y'all wind up partnering with Chris Carter. Like that's a Minnesota GOAT. That's a legend.
I know. Well, it's through our partnership with the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army is an important sponsorship or partnership for him with his foundation, and it is for ours too. And so those two intersected, and they're intersecting in Eagan, you know, close to where the Vikings do their practice. But intersecting together with common common missions between his foundation, the Salvation Army, and of course our mission to give back and connect people to what matters most. So it was a no-brainer to be able to partner with someone who's been such an amazing advocate and ambassador for Minnesota and football and everything great.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, we have so many Chris Carter fans. Make sure you guys come out, line up behind me, okay? Don't try to cut the line. I'm going to make sure my phone is charged so that I can get my selfie with my kids. You know, we don't get this opportunity. You know, we don't get this opportunity to see a legend like this. Busy as he is with all the broadcasting and, you know, so many other ventures that he's got going on, to be able to take a minute, that lets you know, Rachel, that this initiative, this is so important. Stuff to Slay is going to be touching so many lives and blessing so many people, that somebody like Chris Carter is going to take a minute to come, you know, and be a part of that.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, girl, thank you so much for being on the show. And I will see you when we see Chris Carter. And it's December 14th from 1 to 3. He will be at the Xfinity store in Eagan before the Monday night football game. So y'all want to get over there, put your jerseys on, make sure you're in gear. You got your Chris Carter jersey. Bring it, wear it, take a picture with our Hall of Famer, and bring a toy to help a child in need. Thank you so much for being on the show, girl.
Happy holidays, Shaletta.
All right, you too. And you all stick around. There's more to come.